Hello folks, it's Pilgrim Chris here. On the 23rd of February 2012, a little after 10:45 a.m. here in the UK, booing early today. And the audio boo that I'm talking about is Childhood Memories. And this was inspired by Dean Reed, a fellow audio booer and Twitter friend. And you can find him with the title DEAN_READ here on Audio Boo and on Twitter. Dean raised the question, what is your childhood memory, or talk about a childhood memory for February tag. And so I'm going to talk about a memory that lasted really 2 years, if you like. It was a 2 year part of my life that started with tragedy, my father's death, just before my sixth birthday, 2 months before I was six, and the day before my brother's second birthday. This period, the following 9 months after my father's death, I have no memories of at all, except being told by a friend at junior school that my father had died. My mother didn't tell me. I found out from, well, I say a friend, became a friend, but at the time wasn't a friend at school. It was somebody who was trying to point score and chanting, your father's dead, etc. So this was quite traumatic, and I think the trauma of that was what my memory, why I blanked out the subsequent 8 months or so. The next memory I have in this sequence is being at junior school and a teacher coming in into the classroom at the end of the day and taking me in hand and walking me to the office where my Aunt Betty was. Not my real aunt, it's just a title I gave her, who was a friend of the family, and explained to me that I would be living with my aunt for a while with my brother, because my mother was poorly and couldn't look after us anymore. It was explained to me later on that my mother had a nervous breakdown due to my father's death and was in an institution, if you like, recovering. And we stayed with my Aunt Betty for a while, and it was all good because I knew her. I was at school, everything was familiar, and it was like an adventure, if you like, and I didn't really dwell on my father's death. And I never have until my later years. The next sequence in this memory is being told by my Aunt Betty that I would have to leave there and go to live with some strangers because I had to be fostered. And my Aunt Betty wasn't a foster carer, and the law didn't provide that provision at the time. And so I have a very strong memory of crying my heart out at the thought of having to leave my environment, that my mother wasn't coming back as quickly as anticipated, that my father was dead, and that I was now going to be living with strangers. And in fact, for the next 4 months, myself and my brother were shifted to 5 different foster carers. All were inadequate, all were abusive, and we had quite a lot of trauma as children. Not only the trauma of my father's death, my mother's illness, living in strange places, but also being psychologically abused by so-called foster carers. And then we were told that we were going to another foster carer, and of course my brother and I were quite in trepidation at the time. But these people turned out to be wonderful. I call them my Auntie Marg and Uncle Tom, and these were people that I now consider my second parents. They were a joy and could not have done anything better. They restored mine and my brother's faith in all humanity and looked after us wonderfully. And my love of the outdoors came from these people. They will take us away to every possible option, weekends, holidays, to go camping and exploring, and really teaching us a lot of values that in the short time that we stayed with them, 14 months, which was a long time for children, we learnt an awful lot. And the experiences I had with those people have stayed with me forever. Of course, my mother was well, became well again, and was able to take us home, and that was traumatic. And my next memory is not wanting to leave my foster parents. My mother had become a stranger to us by this time, and we'd only seen her about 3 or 4 times in the preceding 2 months before she finally took us home, because she was too ill to see us before, and it wasn't deemed good for her recovery to do so at the time. So we moved back with my mother, and we settled into normality again. So that is my childhood memory that I wish to share with you all, and thank you for listening, and as ever, God bless to you all.